Halloween, Mark. Okay, don't act like a zombie yet, or I'll shoot you in the head. Okay. Boy, it's been a long time. I haven't posted any new episodes, so we tried recording and doing new stuff, but I'm always busy. Mark is always busy.
I'm not busy. I was just sleeping.
Don't say that. That means you're busy.
Okay. Busy snoring!
We're trying to be professional here.
Okay,
anyway, welcome back, guys. It's been a long time. It's been a rough ride, and everything's quiet, but you can check out our activities in our new site, geekmatic.blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark, give the rundown about Geekmatic.
It's more of a collaboration of different individual people who are interested in particular hobbies that they could share their two cents in that blog. So basically, for example, Tim is into Iron Man and Batman and other games. He posts his interest there. I'm into Transformers or anything that is related to comic books that I like to read. I just post it there to share my interest. And also we do coverage for events.
That's right.
Geekmatic events.
In fact, tomorrow, because today is October 15.
Friday.
Yes, it's a Friday, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, October 16, 2010 to October 17, 2010, it'll be the
October Toy Fest at Gloria de 5 from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m.
That's right. The October Toy Fest. It's going to be held in Ayala Center, Makati's Gloria de 5. Function area.
The ground floor.
Basically the ground floor, and it's across Rustan's and Intercon and Glorieta 4.
Yep, it's if you don't know how to cross the street, you just go to the basement level.
Okay, and hopefully when I put this up, you guys will find out about this. Yes, I mean, okay, what else, Mark, has been
basically there's, well, the past few days I've seen a movie. Oh, somebody's calling you.
No, well, anyway. Go ahead.
Anyways, there was
a Metal Gear codec call. But anyway, go ahead.
So the movies I've seen last night was Life as We Know It. And 14 days ago, it was The Town.
Yes, we watched that together, Mark. It stars Ben Affleck, who happens to be the director of that movie.
Yeah. Pretty much, I've kind of laughed at that last part. Anyways, so last night was the Life as We Know It, starring Josh Duhamel. If you know Josh Duhamel from Transformers as the leader of the military group that assists the Autobots.
Yeah, that's Life as We Know It, right?
Yep.
And they're taking care of a baby who was orphaned after its parents
died. It also stars the Katherine Heigl.
Was it pretty good?
Yeah, it was pretty much good, but you know, it's like Iron Man, spacing problems.
Which Iron Man?
Iron Man 2.
Okay, because the first one was perfect.
Yeah, but you know, I leave the spoilers from, you know, you just check if you want to check spoilers. You could research that online. It's pretty much the review is available right now.
Okay.
With the blogs, I haven't posted mine, by the way. So. What else? New stuff came out like a couple weeks back. Transformers Dirge and
Blur
was out.
Yes, and
Marvel Universe, right?
Marvel Universe
Wave 11. Released,
Wave 11 with Thanos, with Iron Man 2020, the latter which I got,
Constrictor.
And Constrictor,
Dark Hawkeye,
and I don't know the other one.
There are five figures. Basically,
I think it's Captain Britain.
I sure is. Okay.
It's Captain Britain, yeah.
Basically, when they were released locally here, it was by through Hasbro Toy Fair at the block, the same time that Collecticon came out on October 2 and 3.
Yeah, that's what we attended early October, the Collecticon. And give a rundown about the Collecticon, Mark, for those who are...
Basically, it's just, it's more of a... stores of people of people from Green Hills who start, you know,
basically.
So it's sort of a mini fair.
Yeah, it's a mini toy con, in other words. It's a collaboration of hobbyists and collectors,
yep,
who are passionate about toy collecting,
mm-hmm,
and they want to share their hobby to the world or anybody, yay, here in the Philippines. And it was held at Robinson's Ermita last October 2
yep,
and 3.
At Robinson's place at the Midtown Wing.
Yes, Mark and I attended it. We have we have respective video coverages of it.
Mm-hmm.
We also wrote about it in the blogs,
yep,
including Geekmatic.
Mm-hmm.
So just check out Geekmatic for it.
Yeah, with the pictures and additional material that we have posted those few days. And, a lot of stuff happened in New York, of course.
The New York Comic Con. That's right. Last weekend's New York Comic Con was awesome. I mean, there were a lot of announcements, particularly from Marvel, because
mm-hmm,
Marvel had a couple of new projects to show off, like Astonishing Captain America,
mm-hmm,
with art by Adi Granov.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Man will return back to its original numbering, starting with Iron Man 500,
yep,
this January.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a new comic book from the Iron Man series called Iron Man 2.0 and stars War Machine James Rhodes. How and why it's called Iron Man 2.0 isn't known, but it'll be revealed by the conclusion of the current story arc, Stark Resilient.
Wow.
And
that's
then,
much looking forward to that.
And then, of course, DC had a couple of announcements themselves. They had a lot of time to promote Batman Incorporated, which is coming out next month. It's basically Bruce Wayne returning and setting a new direction for the Batman mythos by traveling the globe and recruiting new Batman.
That's kind of strange.
No, it's strange, but it's a new focus because, of course, yeah, you know that Dick Grayson became Batman when Bruce Wayne supposedly died, right?
Yep.
So Bruce was proud of Dick Grayson's time as Batman, and he told him to stick to the role. But at the same time, Bruce is still Batman, so there are two Batmen.
Yep.
But Bruce Wayne will focus on a global scale while Dick Grayson takes care of Gotham.
The local scale.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Domestic scale.
Domestic scale. And all of these other updates can be found in Geekmatic, as well as other blog sites that you frequent in relation to comics.
Yep.
And anything about hobbies.
Yep. And what else is new? Oh, yeah. Rumors has it that regarding the Flash movie, they're about to, hopefully Bradley Cooper lands the role because he was originally, applied for the role of Green Lantern, but which fell to Ryan Reynolds, right?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds is now Hal Jordan in the upcoming Green Lantern flick of next year. But Bradley Cooper, I'm wondering, man, who's he going to play, Barry Allen or Wally West?
They gonna stick to Barry Allen.
Yeah, I really want it to be a Barry Allen because it wouldn't make sense if you just put Wally West in, although Wally West is my favorite Flash.
Uh-huh. And pretty much they're promoting Barry Allen now that he's back from Final Crisis.
That's right. He's back. He's the current Flash in the new ongoing Flash series.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my favorite, Wally West, is still there, but with a redesigned costume.
Yep.
That pays tribute to the original Flash TV series from the 80s.
From 1990.
1990? I thought it was 1989. Around those times.
Yeah,
that time.
So Corsair kind of like that. Yeah.
1989, 1990.
Yeah.
But it was to me, I grew up with that Flash. And then when I started reading the comics, I admired Wally West more because he really picked up the mantle when Barry was thought to be dead at the end of Crisis of Infinite Earths.
And so far, that's the news about that. And, the next story arc to be on the DC Comics is Flashpoint.
That's right. Familiar
title that they had way back in 1999 with the one-shot Elseworld comic book with the same title, but this one is kind of different, and it has to do with all the speedsters.
That's right, all of the Flashes from the Flash family. Basically, Geoff Johns is doing a new twist in the Flash mythos. And
same as he did with Green Lantern.
Yeah, that's right. Green Lantern from Green Lantern Rebirth. It went to the Sinestro Corps War, then it ended with Blackest Night.
Yep.
That was a trilogy,
yep,
as he stated. But it's still continuing. It's continuing with Brightest Day.
Is it still undergoing?
Brightest Day?
Yep.
Yes, it's still ongoing.
That's going to be a long shot.
And right now, in Brightest Day,
mm-hmm,
the current happenings,
mm-hmm,
well, basically the the 12 who were resurrected, among them Aquaman, Martian Manhunter, the Reverse Flash, mm-hmm. just to name a few, their undead counterparts from Blackest Night Ever Returned. The 12 Black Lantern deadies.
Now they have counterparts.
Yes, and Firestorm's Black Lantern counterpart has a new name, Deadstorm.
Pretty much cute for a title.
Yeah, but a lot of happenings are going on in Brightest Day. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Brightest Day is the new bi-weekly series that DC is chugging in for those who were impressed by Geoff Johns' run in Blackest Night, along with several other writers and artists collaborating with Johns.
Well, I can't wait to read compilations of that.
Well, you'll have to wait till next year. It's all over.
Because I can't catch up right now.
And what are the other new comics to come out? Well, on DC, of course, I'm still talking about DC, Batman again. They've begun Bruce Wayne, The Road Home. Basically, Batman The Return of Bruce Wayne hasn't finished yet. Issue number 5 came out this week, and it's a 6-issue series. It's
been
delayed.
One more to go.
Yeah, it's one more to go, but it's severely delayed. Mm-hmm. But right now, they have to push on with Bruce Wayne The Road Home, which picks up after the end of that storyline, which hasn't ended. And basically, it tells about Bruce Wayne checking on what's happening in Gotham since his absence, and he sees a new Batman and Robin, Red Robin, Batgirl, the Outsiders, a team he formed that works outside of the law. Well,
pretty much. Like,
yeah, basically.
Same dialogue.
Basically, it's that along with Ra's al Ghul mm-hmm. and Commissioner Gordon. They're going to be one-shots spread out throughout this month, mm-hmm. which deals with Bruce Wayne assessing the situation now in Gotham City when he was absent as Batman.
That's a long time.
Yeah. So they've released Batman and Robin, Red Robin, Batgirl, and Outsiders. We're just waiting for Commissioner Gordon, Ra's al Ghul, and two others. I forgot which. But that will be 8 one-shots that will prepare for the ultimate one-shot, which is Batman The Return.
Wow.
Which basically sees Bruce Wayne return back to Batman.
Batman!
Yeah, he's gonna go back to wearing the cape and cowl, but with a new costume. A modified costume that brings back the yellow ellipse symbol.
The Batman movie style.
Yeah. Movie style, well...
Briefs!
It's also known... There's no briefs. That costume doesn't have any briefs. But it's also known as the Silver Age costume. Mm-hmm. Modified. It looks more Batman Arkham Asylum. That game mm-hmm. that I played back last year, uh-huh. which is getting a sequel next year, mm. Batman Arkham City.
Yep.
Yeah. It's patterned after that costume, but the symbol is different.
Well, speaking of Batman, you posted the news about Tom Hardy being the cast member.
Yeah, but it hasn't been revealed what role he'll specifically play in Christopher Nolan's new Batman movie. But Tom Hardy will... well, you'll know him better as Eames from Inception or Shinzon from Star Trek Nemesis.
He could be better as Riddler.
No, I would like Joseph Gordon-Levitt to be Riddler. I want him to be Riddler, but it's not yet confirmed if he's mm-hmm. going to be one of the cast members for the new Batman movie that Nolan's directing, and it's coming out in 2012. So we'll just have to wait and see.
That's 2 years in the waiting.
And other news, there's a new Incredible Hulk series coming out by Marvel and ABC. Uh-huh. And the one heading the project is none other than Jeff Loeb.
Yep, Jeff
Lowe. Executive producer of Heroes, and of course he is one of the recent writers of The Adventures of Hulk, Bruce Banner, mm-hmm. and of course he introduced the Red Hulk into Marvel continuity.
Is he the one who made Red Hulk?
Yeah, he wrote about Red
Hulk. Oh yeah.
Remember after
Thunderbolt Ross is Red Hulk.
Yes, after World War Hulk, they introduced mm-hmm. the Red Hulk. Mm-hmm. Jeff Loeb was the writer of the Red Hulk series when it started. That was just known as Hulk.
Oh yeah,
but with a Red Hulk in the cover.
Well, that's pretty much a lot of twisting around. And well, you mentioned earlier when we were discussing that who's that guy? Bill Bixby.
Ah, yes,
the classic TV series.
The late and great Bill Bixby, who played the original Doctor David Banner and
David. Yeah, difference with David and Bruce.
It's David and Bruce. Bruce is a nickname. David Bruce Banner in the original Incredible Hulk TV series of 1977.
I remember those days.
And
Tuesday
Lou
nights.
Ferrigno was his alter ego who went,
now, he can still be going as Hulk, even though he's old.
Yeah, well, he's still a bodybuilder, Lou Ferrigno.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And he has appeared in both Hulk films, 2003's Hulk with Eric Bana. And
as a security guard.
Yeah, he was a security guard there, a cameo appearance with Stan Lee,
mm-hmm.
who was a fellow security guard. Early in the movie. But Lou Ferrigno's other role in the other Incredible Hulk movie of 2008, which starred Edward Norton, had him as a security guard, which Norton's character of Bruce Banner bribed with pizza.
I can watch that again.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. But it ties in well to prepare for the Avengers movie. But of course, the new TV series that's being planned and developed by ABC and Marvel has nothing to do with the movies.
Yep.
But we have to look forward to it because, of course, this is all the hype and attention going back to Marvel because of the Avengers movie.
Well, there's a lot of development Marvel is cooking up, and I wish DC would catch up.
I know.
But they announced also during Comic-Con, that New York Comic-Con, that they might churn up 2 movies a year for DC Comics.
For DC Comics. But right now, they're focusing on finishing Batman and Green Lantern.
Yep.
Green Lantern is next year, Batman is 2012. Mm-hmm. But speaking of Comic-Con again, the New York Comic-Con, I forgot to mention, on the subject of games, they revealed 4 new characters for Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yep.
Basically, they are, for Capcom, it's Sir Arthur from Ghouls and Ghosts, if you remember that Capcom game where you're Arthur and you have to save the princess from demons, ghosts, and other monstrosities. And, of course, the new Bionic Commando's protagonist, who I don't know. I don't know him, but there's a new Bionic Commando game, and they're promoting him by adding him as one of the new characters for the Marvel vs. Capcom 3 game. Next,
really hyping up, huh?
Yeah, in Marvel's side, they have Magneto. He's come back again for the third time in the Marvel vs. Capcom series. But he's appeared in every other Marvel game made by Capcom, like Marvel Super Heroes, X-Men Children of the Atom, and X-Men vs. Street Fighter. Except Marvel vs. Street Fighter, he wasn't there.
Okay.
But Marvel vs. Capcom, Marvel vs. Capcom 2, and Marvel vs. Capcom 3, he has appeared in all 3 installments.
Wow.
Next is MODOK.
Oh, that worst guy.
Yeah, MODOK. MODOK, that big-headed...
midget?
I don't know how to describe him. He's like a midget in a saucer-like chair.
With small hands and small arms.
And he shoots up beams from his forehead.
Uh-huh.
And his name is a meaning. It's a meaning to something.
It's an acronym.
Yeah, it's an acronym to mechanized organism designed only for killing. There we go!
I'm
such a geek!
That just sucks, man.
Well, it's built by AIM, Advanced Idea Mechanics. And
he has soldiers, AIM soldiers.
Yeah, and he usurped power and he became their leader eventually. But otherwise, he's just a big-headed evildoer. And he's been added
to
the cast.
He's a big-headed midget.
He's been added to the cast of Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
What does he do?
Shoots beams, flies, hovers, tries to take over the world.
And annoy people.
He's also a scientist, so he develops stuff. So basically that's it. And on the subject of other games, I finished Castlevania Lords of Shadow earlier this week, and I must say I'm very impressed. I'm glad that Mercury Steam collaborated with Kojima Productions and they got input from Hideo Kojima himself, the creator of the Metal Gear Solid series.
He has a cameo there, right?
No, there are just Easter eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Easter eggs from Metal Gear Solid, as well as other games that have nothing to do with Konami or any other game developed by them. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a reference to Portal by Valve.
Mm-hmm.
And other games. It's just that those who have a keen eye for games will notice those clues and Easter eggs in that game. But what I must say about Castlevania Lords of Shadow, which I reviewed in Geekmatic and in my site popculturecrusader.blogspot.com, it's one of the best Castlevania games I've played in a long time, and I'm impressed it's a 3D game.
Wow.
Because recent 3D Castlevania games have failed to impress the fan base. But this one did a number on us, and there's going to be a sequel to it.
Well, interesting that Sir Patrick Stewart is there.
Yes, as Zobek. And Robert Carlyle, he is the dad from 28 Weeks Later who got infected and spread the virus again. Mm-hmm. He plays the main character, Gabriel mm-hmm. Belmont.
No relation to what his name?
No, it's a total reboot. That's what they say.
Oh, okay.
And believe me, there's a reason why it's a total reboot if you finish mm-hmm. the game. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I'm also playing Sonic the Hedgehog 4, Episode 1.
What the heck?
Yeah, they brought back Sonic to his old school 2D gameplay roots. But of course, the game is in 3D graphics. But it's available for the iPhone, the Wii, Nintendo Wii, mm-hmm. The Microsoft Xbox 360, and the PlayStation 3.
Boy, he's everywhere.
But it's a downloadable game, so you have to have a PlayStation Network account or an Xbox Live account, or you download it via WiiWare with Microsoft points, or through, of course, iTunes.
WiiWare?
You have to have an iTunes account also for the game. Yes, WiiWare. WiiWare is how you get downloadable content with your Nintendo Wii.
I could download that.
If you have an official Wii, which you have, right?
Yep.
Okay, so all of those games, all of those stuff happening, there's just so much happening in the world of pop culture and hobbies.
Yep.
And, oh yeah, almost forgot to mention, in regards to this month, of course, we're preparing for Halloween, right?
Yep.
And it's also the month where they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of Back to the Future.
Which is on November 5, I think. They announced the November 5 show.
October 23 and October 25th, they're going to screen it in the States.
And there's going to be a...
Rescreen it.
And they're going to be having a huge reunion.
Yes, that's right. In Spike TV's Scream Awards, October 19. And to promote that, Michael J. Fox returned to his role as Marty McFly.
But he's old.
He's old, but he still has it. There's a trailer in YouTube.
I saw that.
And in Geekmatic. Just go to geekmatic.blogspot.com or popculturecrusader.blogspot.com. And viewed the trailer, which is a homage to Michael J. Fox's time as Marty McFly.
Oh yeah, and out of that, I've been checking there. There's a lot of stuff happening. There's also a Facebook page for that.
I know. So yeah, I guess that's it for our podcast. It's a pretty long podcast, Mark.
Yeah.
And we were stuck in traffic since I don't know when.
Oh yeah, and by the way, since it's a Friday today, well, tomorrow's Friday.
It's a Friday night and I'm stuck in traffic, we're in the car, we're recording this podcast.
And one more thing, there's gonna be, well, since we talk about this month, October, SME Toys, Mock Diesel have been posting the old trailers from the Mock Diesel, the movie.
Yes.
If you haven't caught the video at SME Toys on YouTube, you can check out, he releases the trailers every Friday. For this month of October, on the 29th, we'll be showing the movie itself. So do catch up. Tomorrow will be Friday in the US, so he'll be posting the third trailer from the movie. Hopefully that's the one with the milkshake dancing routine.
So all I can say about that, yes, good luck. This has been Beatcast. Thank you, Timster and Mark, signing off.
Out of here. Bye-bye.
See